Hi, my name is Arna Vatrajani, and I'm going to read the article, Muslim Student Union Hosts Interfaith Iftar, written by Harry Dweck and Emil Kapoor, and published in the News and Features section of the March 2025 issue of The Tower. The Interfaith Iftar at PHS, hosted by the Muslim Student Union, MSU, on March 17th, was organized to bring together students, staff, and the local community to celebrate Ramadan and build knowledge and connections between people of all faiths. The event invited both Muslim and non-Muslim students, community members, and speakers to share a meal and learn about each other's traditions. The Interfaith Iftar is an event for everyone to come and learn about the month of Ramadan and how Muslims break fast. Additionally, it's for all of us to come together to embrace our similarities and differences so that we can all connect and become closer together, said Ozma Qureshi, 25, a leader of the Interfaith Iftar and the PHS MSU. I want this to be a glimmer of hope and light in our very own Princeton. And I hope that after tonight, our hearts stay kind and pure to ourselves and to one another. The event began with a land acknowledgement, followed by several speakers from the local community, both Muslim imams and members of the Jewish and Christian communities, who emphasized the common beliefs of peace and unity throughout different religions. This particular time in 2025 is a beautiful convergence of blessed days, as the month of Ramadan coincides with Lent, Passover, and the holiday of Easter and Good Friday, said Levon Brown, an imam and speaker at the iftar. It is a time of reflection and unity among our multicultural and diverse family, and we are in a country of diversity and multiculturalism. This is the land of freedom, of religion, and freedom of thought, and this is what we celebrate tonight at this blessed fourth annual iftar event. The iftar also presented the first ever crescent lighting at PHS. The metal crescent was brought by an Eid committee as a symbol of unity and has previously been lit in over 50 other towns in New Jersey. The event comes at a time of considerable tension in the Muslim community, especially after college campus protests over Palestine. On March 18th, the Trump administration ordered ICE to seize Mahmoud Khalil for his role in Colombia's Palestine protests last year. Though he is not accused of any charges, he faces potential deportation. It's easy to come to a celebration and be with people who are of like minds, but for me, allyship also means standing up for people when it's not easy, said Linda Oppenheim, a member of Not In Our Town, Princeton, a group dedicated to making the community more inclusive and equitable. To some degree these days, it's within my own community. This past Saturday, in my synagogue, when they asked people to stand to give names of people who are suffering, physically or spiritually, I said the names of Khalil Mahmoud and his wife, Noor Abdullah. Malachi Wood, a PHS French teacher at the event and the advisor for the Muslim Union, noted the two goals of the Interfaith Iftar. I hope that non-Muslim students will have a better insight into Islam and the Muslim community and see that it's a warm, welcoming community. I hope that Muslim students will feel valued as members of the community and see that there's a place for them here, that they're included, said Wood. PHS began the tradition of the iftar in 2017, though it was not hosted for several years. Qureshi and Wood started reviving the iftar 2 years ago. This year, it was attended by around 40 PHS students, administrators, faculty, and PHS Princeton community members. I came in part to support the students and also to learn more about Ramadan and iftar, said Valerie Henry, an administrator at PHS. I was so happy to see my very first crescent lighting.